New figures from the Office for National Statistics show inflation has unexpectedly gone up to 10.4% in February. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, was expected to come down from January's 10.1%.
No one saw this coming. It's a lot worse than anyone expected. It means inflation's going the wrong way.
This is a surprise, and a shock as well as a surprise.
Big problem was food. Food prices are up 18.2% on a year-on-year basis. That's the highest we've seen since 1977. Seeing food prices rise this rapidly is quite shocking.
This really puts the Bank of England on the horns of a dilemma, and they have their next interest rate decision tomorrow. Ordinarily, you'd think inflation is going up again. Crikey, we need to raise interest rates to bear down on that. With all these market jitters and concerns about a fully blown banking crisis, the Bank of England is going to be really reluctant to put interest rates up. I think they'll take their cue from what the Federal Reserve does today.
Welcome back to Joe Bloggs. As you've just seen, the UK has unexpectedly announced that inflation increased in February to 10.4%. And these figures were really unexpected because inflation had fallen in every one of the last 3 months, and all economists were expecting that we would see a continued fall in February. Now, one of the biggest drivers for the increase in inflation has been the increase in food prices in February. However, the problem is not just contained to food, and the UK government is now facing a major dilemma. Does it increase interest rates further, which is the traditional method for dealing with high rates of inflation, and risk causing further problems for the UK economy? Or does it leave interest rates exactly where they are to give the economy chance to start growing again and run the risk that inflation continues to get higher? So in today's video, I'll have a detailed look at exactly what's happening to inflation. We'll talk about what's happening with food prices and the ongoing shortages in the UK. We'll look at the core inflation numbers, which exclude food and energy costs. We'll then have a look at what's happening with interest rates in the UK, what the current status is with regards to gross domestic product. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary. So what I think is likely to happen in the UK over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, and what the implications of this will be for the European economy and the global economy. This chart shows the movement in inflation in the UK over the course of the last 12 months. So you can see that this time last year, inflation was running at 7%, which is considerably higher than the Bank of England's target rate of 2%. But as you'll be fully aware if you follow the channel, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which commenced on the 24th of February 2022, we saw commodity prices spiking, and that drove up prices all across the world. So in April, the UK saw an increase in inflation to 9%. It then rose further throughout the year to a peak of 11.1% in October. And the response to this rapid rise in inflation by the Bank of England was to increase interest rates rapidly. Because economic theory tells you that when you increase interest rates, it increases the cost of borrowing and therefore reduces the amount of disposable income that individuals and companies have. And therefore, that leads to a reduction in spending because people have got less money. And that reduction in spending should help to bring prices back down. And the rapid increase in interest rates looked to be doing its job because the UK saw a fall in inflation in November, December, and January. And although the figure of 10.1% in January is significantly higher than it was this time last year, and is still more than 5 times the UK target, at least the trend was moving in the right direction. So the authorities and the Bank of England thought that they had everything under control and that it would just take time for everything to get back to normal. However, the results for February have been a surprise. They are a shock. And the fact that inflation is now going back up and is now at 10.4%, which is the fourth highest month out of the last 12 months, represents a major problem for the UK economy. So let's have a look at what's driving this increase in inflation. This chart shows the movement in food inflation over the last 12 months. So you can see that 12 months ago, food prices were increasing by 5.9% in the UK, which again is considerably higher than the target rate of 2%. And between March and December 2022, food prices rose in every single month and hit a peak of 16.8% in December. Now, in January 2023, there was a very slight fall in food prices to 16.7%. And although that reduction was minuscule, it was moving in the right direction. However, the figures we've seen for February show that food prices have risen year on year by 8%. 18%. And this graph, which shows the movement in food prices dating back to 1990, shows how serious this situation is, because 18% is by far the highest level that the UK has seen at any point since 1990. And in fact, is the highest rate since 1977, so over 45 years. Now, if you follow the channel, you'll be aware that I recently posted a video on a food crisis in the UK that struck around 3 or 4 weeks ago, when many areas of the UK were suffering from a shortage of fresh fruit and vegetables. And that shortage is still going on. Some of the supplies have been restored, but there are still empty shelves. There are still shortages of certain fruit and vegetables in some stores. Now, these shortages were reportedly down to weather conditions in places like Morocco and Spain, where a lot of the fresh fruit and vegetables are sourced from the UK. And in order to try to rectify the shortage, the UK supermarkets have been trying to source alternative supplies, and those alternative supplies have come at a higher cost. And those higher costs have been passed on to consumers, but have also affected the prices in cafes and restaurants as they have to buy the same fresh fruit and vegetables. And as we've discussed before on the channel, one of the problems with food inflation is that it's indiscriminate. It affects absolutely everybody because we all have to buy food. And as a result of that, when we see high levels of food inflation, it disproportionately impacts on the poorer members of society, because they are spending a higher percentage of their monthly budget on food. So when prices are rising by 18%, unless your income is also rising by 18%, that means that you have less money. And for the poorest members of society, that basically means that they can buy less food. So despite the fact that the UK is one of the largest economies in the world and is a first world country, and therefore doesn't have extreme poverty that you see in some countries, there are still a lot of people who are living at or below the breadline. And when food prices are rising by 18%, it causes real problems. And this dramatic rise in food prices is coming at the same time that we've seen a dramatic increase in energy costs. The cost of electricity and natural gas has gone up dramatically over the course of the last 12 months since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And although the UK government have capped energy prices, they are considerably higher than they were this time last year. And the combination of the rise in energy prices and food prices at the same time is causing major hardship for a lot of families. This chart shows the core inflation rate for the UK over the last 12 months, and core inflation excludes energy costs and food, alcohol and tobacco costs. And this inflation metric is important because it gives you a really good feel as to what's happening with the price of everything. So when you analyse the basket of goods that's used to measure inflation in any economy, the most volatile set of prices relate to energy and food, because there are always things that can impact on those on a short-term basis. So this core inflation measure really tells us what's going on in the underlying economy in the UK. And if you have a look at what's happened over the last 12 months, this time last year, core inflation was rising by 5.7%. We then saw core inflation rise to 6.2% in April, but then fell back again to 5.9% and 5.8% in May and June. The UK then saw prices increasing again and hit a peak of 6.5% in September and October. However, since that time, core inflation has been coming down. And between December and January, we saw a sharp fall from 6.3% to 5.8%. However, in February, core inflation has bounced back up again to 6.2%. And this is a major concern for the UK economy, because we can't explain this increase in prices because of a shortage of food or what's happening with regards to oil prices, because energy costs and food costs are excluded from this metric. So what this tells us is that there is a real problem with core inflation in the UK right now. The figures for February show a bounce back in core inflation and make January look like an anomaly rather than a trend. And this data is likely to have an influence on what the Bank of England's decision will be with regards to future interest rates. This chart shows the movement in interest rates in the UK over the last 12 months. And as you can see, alongside a lot of other countries in the world, the UK has increased its interest rates rapidly over the course of the last 12 months. This time last year, interest rates were sitting at 0.75%. They are now sitting at 4% at the time of making this video. However, the Bank of England is due to have its next meeting on the interest rate decisions the day after this video was filmed. Now, originally, everybody was expecting that the Bank Bank of England would pause its interest rate rises. Because of what's happening with regards to the banking crisis, the failure of banks such as Silicon Valley Bank and Credit Suisse, which was bailed out by UBS earlier this week, it was fully expected that the Bank of England would take its foot off the gas and leave interest rates where they are until we see a stabilisation in the financial markets. However, the surprise increase in inflation in February is likely to change all of that. As we've just discussed, core inflation is now rising again, and one of the objectives for the Bank of England is to bring inflation back down to the target level of 2%. And obviously 10.4% is miles away from 2%. And the traditional way of dealing with rising inflation has always been to increase interest rates. And that's what we've seen over the last 12 months. And we started to see the impact of that towards the end of 2022. But it's not happening quickly enough for the Bank of England, because when we've got rising inflation at the sort of levels they're at right now, it's causing major problems for a lot of the economy. Over the course of the past few months, there have been a lot of strikes in the UK. We've seen public sector workers, such as nurses and doctors and teachers and the emergency services, coming out on strike because their pay is only increasing by 1 or 2%, but prices are increasing by 10%. And of course, that means that everybody's then got less disposable income and everybody's standard of living is falling. So having high levels of inflation for a prolonged period of time causes you major problems, because everybody then gets very upset and wants to see their wages increasing proportionately. However, if you start allowing wages to increase by 10%, that fuels the problem further, because that will then drive more spending in the economy and is likely to cause further inflation. So it does become a really difficult balancing act when you're managing the economy. Now, up until the release of these latest figures, the Bank of England believed that they'd got on top of the problem. And the fact that the global economy has started to slow down means that we've seen a fall in oil prices. They've come down from a peak of above $100 per barrel, and that's helping to bring inflation back down. However, not in the UK, as we can see from these figures. And that's putting the Bank of England into a very difficult situation. And it's now much more likely that interest rates could go up again at the next meeting. However, if the Bank of England does decide to pause on its rate rising, it's likely that we will see more rate increases if inflation doesn't come down rapidly over the course of the next few months. This chart shows the quarterly movement in GDP for the UK over the last 3 years. The results for 2020 were heavily impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, when most of the UK went into lockdown for long periods of time and most of the economy shut down. And so we saw quarter on quarter falls in GDP. However, once the lockdowns were released, we saw a return to growth in GDP in 2021. And in the first quarter of 2022, UK GDP increased by 10.5%. However, over the course of the last 3 quarters, we have seen a real slowdown in GDP growth. It was 3.9% in Q2, 1.9% in Q3, and then in Q4, the UK narrowly avoided a fall in GDP when it recorded growth of 0.4%. And the reason that GDP is important is that it gives you a measure as to how the economy is doing. If you have growth year on year, then that shows that you're expanding and everybody's doing well. If you start to have falling GDP, then obviously the economy is shrinking and that causes major problems. And the UK has been sitting on the brink of a recession over the course of the last 6 months or so. And that's why the Bank of England is trying to manage inflation and prices and wages, because all of these things have a really big influence on how the economy is performing. Prior to the recent food crisis in the UK, it was expected that GDP would actually be positive for the first quarter of 2023. However, the latest set of results are really a setback for the UK economy. And the fact that the UK could now be facing more interest rate rises really puts the growth of the economy into question. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video to give you the latest data that's been released by the Bank of England. And as you can see, inflation is now going in the wrong direction again. Over the past few months, it looked like the rapid increase in interest rates introduced by the Bank of England over the last 12 months was doing its job. It was having the desired impact. It was bringing inflation back down and therefore bringing the economy back under control. However, the salad crisis that has struck the UK over the course of the last month or so has really thrown a spanner in the works. The February figures show that food inflation is now running at 18% year on year, which is the highest level for over 45 years in the UK. And the knock-on impact of the rise in food prices is that general inflation is now going up again and came in at 10.4% in February. And this is a major problem for the Bank of England, because most likely it means that they will now have to start increasing interest rates again. And as I'm sure you'll be fully aware, the thing that's top of every single economist's agenda right now is the banking crisis. Following the failure of three banks in the USA and the collapse of Credit Suisse, everybody is very nervous about the state of global financial markets. We're sitting on a precipice that could potentially lead to another global financial crisis like we saw in 2008. There are a lot of comparables between what's happening today and what happened then. So the last thing that any central bank wants to do right now is shoot itself in the foot to score an own goal by increasing interest rates too aggressively and putting its own economy into a recession at a time when the whole of the world could be facing a major slowdown. So the Bank of England is really between a rock and a hard place right now. It needs to tackle inflation. That's its number one goal. It wants to get inflation back down to 2%. It's currently at 10.4%. And really, the only thing at its disposal to do that is to increase interest rates. But the UK economy is teetering on the brink of a recession. So increasing interest rates too aggressively will cause more problems. Firstly, all of the companies that have debt, it will cost them more because their cost of borrowing will go up. And a lot of those companies are struggling right now. Secondly, a lot of the workers in the UK are currently very unhappy. Prices have been rising rapidly, but wages haven't been. And that's caused multiple strikes over the last few months. And the closure of things like the London Underground and train networks on strike days has an impact onto productivity, because people can't go to work on those days or have to work reduced hours. And so it's having a negative impact on the whole of the UK, not just on the individual people who are on strike. And of course, the other major problem that the increase in prices is causing is that it's resulting in hardship for a lot of families across the country. There are a lot of people who are living at or around the breadline in the UK, and an 18% increase in food prices, combined with the rapid increase in energy prices that's been seen over the course of the last 12 months, are causing major problems. So the overall summary of today's video is that the rise in prices in the UK has come as a surprise. Nobody was expecting it. It's really bad news because the Bank of England thought that they'd got on top of the problem. They clearly haven't. They will now have to reassess where they are, and the likely outcome is that the UK is going to see more increases in interest rates, which is likely to have a further negative impact on the economy of the UK, which was already sitting on the brink of recession. So the announcement of these inflation figures are very bad news and could push the UK into a recession during 2023. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's video. You found it useful, informative and thought-provoking. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up. And thank you for watching this video all the way through to the end. And as always, here's a payoff to put a smile on your face.